Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
Wake up, sunshine. Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
Oh, yeah.
Can't have your heart in.
There you go. Good morning, Arizona. That's the perfect Saturday morning 7 a.m. song. That just fires you up, man. Once you jump out of bed, comb your hair, put on your britches, and get something done.
Let me feel your warm sunlight.
And it's a holiday weekend. We're going to have some fun today. We always have fun when I get to dial in the topic of history. And you can't have a President's Day weekend celebration without talking about history. And at Rosie on the House, you can't talk about history without having Dr. Dean in the studio.
Good morning. Good morning.
Dr. Dean, thank you for joining us.
You know, a song about sunny, I'm not quite sure it's sunny out.
It's coming.
Quite yet.
It's coming. That's, you have to think positive. It's going to be a beautiful day.
It is.
Well, we have in the past, on a couple occasions of President's Day weekend, wanted to talk about the White House. And if you're a regular subscriber to our newsletter, you know that's exactly what we're talking about today. And we have put together a compilation of interesting, compelling information about the history of the White House that we're going to talk about here with Dr. Dean at 7 o'clock. We've got Jay Harper coming at 8 o'clock to talk about outdoor living.
We're sure, right?
And we are sure. We have confirmed
that. I spoke with him yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
9 o'clock hour.
That was my fault.
We are going to tell you stories I visited with contractors who have been in the White House, who have been at Camp David, who have been on the roof of the executive wing, that had laser targets on their chest. Just a mechanical. I'm just here to replace filters. So we've got a lot of great stories. And interesting is everyone I talk to says, no, we've signed documents. We can't tell anything about working there. I said, okay, just tell me the story. I don't know. I don't want to know who the administration was. I don't know when you were there. And I don't even know your name, and I won't ask it. I just want the stories. So we got a lot of great stories at 9 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, we'll be talking about your house, your home, your castle, and the art of drinking and bathing in clean water. So let's get to it.
Good morning.
Dr. Dean, the White House.
Yes, the White House. 132 rooms, 35 bathrooms, six different levels, 412 doors, 147 windows, 28 fireplaces, 8 staircases, 3 elevators. This is a huge building that doesn't look all that big.
55,000 square feet.
Yes.
But if it's 6 levels, that means at least 3 levels are underground.
Right, right. Originally, there was not a basement to it, but they during the one of the renovations periods, they dug out and they put a big, deeper foundation underneath it and opened up those spaces because that's where they have the secure rooms and that kind of stuff down
and
underneath all that.
We've been asked about that in the past, you know, how feasible is it to put a basement under? Well, if you got the money, you can do anything you want.
I've put 3 basements under existing homes.
You got 300 million taxpayers. You can do about anything you want to that home.
Well, there you go. That, well, almost. And I called some dear friends of ours in Cabin John, Maryland, who are big design build remodelers and custom home builders, Liz and Anthony Wilder. And I asked him, I said, look, it's 55,000 square feet. What would it cost to build that today? And they said, well, not counting all the security measures, because we have absolutely no idea, and not counting it's located in the most impossible location in the world to get materials to. If we were to build a 55,000 square foot replica of the White House out in the middle of the country where we had room to stage things and we didn't have to line delivery trucks up Pennsylvania Avenue for 3 miles, approximately $1,600 a square foot.
$1,600 a square foot.
A square foot.
And the going average for square footage.
You can buy a decent merchant home in Phoenix right now for about $150 a foot.
Wow.
And we're not talking about all the expensive interior in the White House either. This is just the bones, just the house.
Yeah, yeah. Not including a lot of the
$88 million.
Well, when you divide that between 333 million taxpayers.
Oh, sheesh.
A bargain.
So, well, it tells you how big a bargain we got when it was built originally.
Yeah, what, $275,000 approximately was the original cost of the executive mansion?
It's a sandstone block. And as I understand it, George Washington was trying to build Mount Vernon, but he didn't have the money for the sandstone. He plastered the house and then he carved in all the little lines to make it look like block sandstone. Mount Vernon is a plaster home.
With the grout lines that are fake.
With the grout lines that are fake. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So, and you know, Mount Vernon to the White House, that's a pretty good little chariot ride. And Washington was the superintendent on the White House.
Right, right. Oversaw the construction. He laid the cornerstone foundation part because he was a Freemason and that was his job. And so out there, a little bit of ceremony, pomp and circumstance, set the stone. And then it took, 8 years or so to build?
He never lived in it.
No. In fact, Adams was the first to move into it during our second president.
And it wasn't done then.
No, they still had stuff to do. And it didn't look like it does today. There were parts that were added on in other administrations, including the kind of the more iconic facades with the portico, and those things were all added later. It was otherwise just a pretty plain-looking country manor-type house.
Okay, Romy, let me ask you this.
Okay.
You're founding a country.
And I have a question, too.
You're founding a country. And you've decided this little swamp-laden area is where we're going to build the Capitol. This is where the center of government will be. How do you pick out the lot for the king of this new country? How do you find that lot?
Rosie certified partner, yeah. Realtor, maybe. I'm just saying.
Dr. Dean,
I'd have gone over, like you said, he was building on Mount Vernon. I would have gone and built it higher, on higher ground, instead of just out there in the flat.
Oh, I would have built it where Arlington is, overlooking the whole area, up high.
And the pictures that you see from when they did build it, it was mucky.
It was a swamp.
There was no landscaping. It was this building in the middle of mud.
So
visionaries. These guys were visionaries.
Well, I think they
wrote the Constitution. They could do anything they want.
They were right.
If you want to build a beautiful city, a capital of a new republic.
Yes.
The first person you call is somebody from the old world who builds those large, big cities. And so you hire somebody from France. And we get Pierre Lafont comes over.
Oh, Pierre.
He comes over. And he's a planner and a designer, and he lays out Washington, D.C. as the capital. And Washington and he had conversations about what this thing should look like with some grand avenues and some grand circles or places where people could be dispersed with line of sights between the White House and the Capitol. And so he came up with kind of a master plan, and there's that swampy land over there. Why don't we put the White House right over there?
and hence the name Lafont Plaza.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And to this day, you always remember certain periods of your life, and you can think of events, and you know exactly where you... To this day, I still remember landing in Washington, D.C. for the first time and seeing the monuments as you're flying in, taking a cab down to the hotel, which was right downtown, getting in the metro. Isn't it called the metro? Getting in the metro, and Jennifer and I took a ride to Lafont Square. Came up out of the subway onto the mall, and I broke down in tears.
Yeah. I've got a picture, childhood picture of a police officer directing traffic in that, because he was out there dancing and everything. My parents took a picture like in 1972 when we first visited there. Still vivid memories for us.
You know, mine wasn't so much the first time I went. As part of growing up, you guys took every homeschooled kid graduating eighth grade and took him to D.C. as part of the graduation gift with that tied into your, you know, remodeling.
Big 50.
Advantage, yeah, groups and everything. And, I mean, I had a lot of fun, but I didn't realize it until fast forward over a decade when we went back and we took a couple people from the office, Jimmy and Melissa.
Oh, that's right.
And we were standing.
That was Snowmageddon.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I had another story about that.
Yeah.
But it. What? So I had already been there and I had seen it. And I was just like, yeah, I've been, whatever. We're standing at the Washington Monument, you know, the big tall tower. We're trying to decide, are we going to wait 9 hours in this line to go up and see it? Or are we going to go do something else? And Jimmy just says, well, I'm not going to stand here. I'm going to go see the White House. I'm like, it's right there. Where? I said, turn around. It's right there. And just like frozen time. I mean, just.
Well, the thing I remember.
The awe-inspiring. You know, there it is.
Jennifer, what do you remember about his first trip to D.C.? I remember coming back to the motel one night and
the
concierge walks up to me and says, there's a report someone's throwing water balloons out your bed, out your room.
Allegedly.
Window.
Allegedly.
Our practical joker, yes.
All right. So, Dr. Dean, a man from France, familiar with designing beautiful cities, is retained by the founding fathers to come over by boat and let's design a city. We're there in our part of our story talking about the White House in Washington, D.C. with Dr. David Dean, assistant professor of history at Grand Canyon University.
Yes, sir.
That assistant always throws me because you don't look like an assistant. You don't act like an assistant. Your knowledge surpasses the assistant title.
It's just an academic rank thing.
When we get back right after this, we're going to talk the White House. Feel free to join the conversation if you've got a story as well.